From coast to coast across America, it's the U.S. Property Podcast with the latest real estate news, interviews, and market trends.
And welcome back to the U.S. Property Podcast as we focus on the very latest real estate property news from around the country. And of course, we cover trends, forecasts, and predictions from coast to coast. And available on iHeartRadio, also heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as Amazon and a bunch of others. And we are heading this morning off to San Diego. And if we look at California's housing scene, now the scales are certainly tipping towards favoring sellers, making it a seller's market. And when demand surpasses the available supply, sellers tend to hold the reins during the negotiation process. Have you already found that in 2024? Well, despite minor fluctuations, there's no widespread indication of home prices taking a nosedive in California. And February's data paints a consistent picture of rising median home prices both across the state and in particular San Diego. And this steady uptick in property values really does underscore the market's resilience, suggesting that any temporary slumps are just part of the natural ebb and flow rather than a lasting downturn. And as a homeowner or a property investor, these nuanced shifts in the property market are all part of becoming experienced in reading a real estate market. There is a lot of noise that you have to black out. In fact, almost divorce yourself from paying any attention to it whatsoever. And let's not forget that there are companies out there that want you to buy into their narrative. They want you inside their lane when often what they're saying simply isn't reality. So choose carefully where you decide to get your information from when it comes to understanding and traversing through the at times complicated property market. There are obstacles and hurdles that are designed in some cases to deliberately trip you up. Look for unbiased information would be my property tip this morning, and be very, very selective, because what you are buying often is the biggest investment of your life. I know that that is a cliche, but it is so true and so relevant. Well, as mentioned, we are heading off to San Diego to catch up once again with Jeff Grant, who is a hard-working, busy real estate principal there from Sand and Sea Investments. And good morning to you, Jeff. Welcome back to the US Property Podcast. How is the ocean? How's the water looking? It's always a great spot to wake up in.
It is. We're so blessed to be here. Hi, Craig. I'm grateful to talk to you again. And yeah, it's sunny. There's not a cloud in the sky. It feels kind of boring just saying that, but it's true.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the beautiful things about San Diego. Climatically, it is great. And San Diego is currently considered one of the hottest real estate markets in California. In fact, last year, Zillow data indicated that home prices in San Diego were rising faster than any other part of California. So I think it's probably fair to say that is set to continue.
I think so. I believe it really was caused by COVID. People that lived in more expensive cities also within California saw the opportunity to embrace the mobility, to not have to go to the office. And they've always viewed San Diego as the kind of relaxed, real chill part of the state. There's not a lot of drama or passion. People are just happy. They want to be happy. It's very eclectic. It's diverse. And I think a lot of those people came down here. And from their perspective, it's actually a pretty good value. Generally, it's cheaper than where they're coming from. Of course, you bring in a few of those at a time, they compete against each other and those values just shoot up.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, especially if somebody is moving from an area where it's a high valued area. A lot of these people, Jeff, have decided that they want some cash in their hip pocket. So it's not really downscaling. You're going into San Diego, you're buying a property, a much bigger, better property than a more higher valued property. But, you know, these people are pocketing $1 million, and it's thanks to COVID. Of course, this has been the real driver for this to happen for San Diego.
That's exactly right. There's one other component that has contributed, and that has been the increase in density. You may be aware that we have a housing shortage here with housing starts, right? North, we're limited by the Marine Base. South, Mexico, of course, to west is the ocean. We don't have a lot of room to expand. Therefore, we must infill. And the state, we don't have enough land remaining to keep up. Therefore, the city has allowed increased density. They've allowed, through proposals that have passed both on the ballot and measures that were just put into place, you can now cut a single family parcel, so one home, now into four, and in some cases up to 16 units. So hypothetically, if one were to buy, say, an older home, dilapidated, small, on a 10,000 square foot parcel, if it has a detached garage, one could turn that into four or five homes with nearly over-the-counter permits in San Diego.
And in terms of the permits, I mean, it's one thing to say, okay, we can now build more on these parcels of land, but it's a case of getting the permits through. Are there holdups with that, or is that something that they're onto?
That's another good question. Senate Bill 8 allowed homeowners to divide their land and build. And it was only when one of my clients attempted to do it in Solana Beach, and the county simply said, no, we're just going to let this file die, basically. So it was a quick reminder that on paper, it looks good. It reads well. The intent is good, yet it's not happening or unfolding as they expected. What's then been interesting is if we back up 4 years ago, the city of San Diego, the county of San Diego, encouraged ADUs, right? Auxiliary dwelling units, their granny flats. Everyone started building them. They made permitting easy. They made them affordable. They made it an expedient process. Well, sure enough, Craig, the end of last year, the city is now allowing homeowners to peel off those ADUs and sell them as separate homes and parcels. So when you really think about it, they ended up achieving their goal that they wanted to with Senate Bill 8, but the local municipalities were blocking. They just went about it a different way. They allowed those ADUs to be built, and now they're going to be selling them off. So you can see how 10,000 square foot parcel has a much greater and higher best use only within the last few years for that reason.
So what does that, in fact, do to the market? Like, how is that? Is that kind of reshaping the market in some aspects?
You know, we don't have enough information to see just yet. I have not yet personally, even with over 1,000 clients, not had anyone who's actually doing that. I know it can happen. I've read all of the articles, but I have not seen it. And I'm not quite sure how exactly it's going to unfold, but I'll definitely keep you posted.
I saw that forecasts for the San Diego metro area housing market suggests that prices are going to continue to rise this year for 2024 due to a tight inventory conditions and steady demand. So how tight do you think that inventory is going to be for 2024?
It's going to remain very tight simply because the average homeowner who, let's say maybe a couple of their kids had just left for college, they want to downsize. Well, if they were to sell their home for $2 million and buy another at $2 million, their monthly overhead would be substantially more because of obviously interest rate and the reset in their property taxes. Therefore, someone on a fixed income simply can't afford to move. I expect for that reason, and considering the average sales price, even though the average home value in San Diego is just below $1 million, the average sale price this year is up to 1.3, whereas the average household income is only 121,000. So there's just not many people that can afford to sell or buy at this point. And for that reason, I believe inventory is going to remain very tight for 24.
You know, the good news is that house values in some parts of the state, such as San Francisco and parts of Los Angeles metro area, are either flat or declining as of last year. If you look at Zillow and some of the data, out of the top 25 Californian zip codes with the largest home value increases in the last 6 months of last year, 10 of them were in the San Diego County.
Oh, I love hearing that. It doesn't surprise me. You know, like you, I know you came out years ago with the America's Cup and you fell in love with the city. That's how I did it as well. And I came from Arizona. And that's what I've learned that kind of everyone here does. We come out here with that vacation attitude and mindset. And I think it carries that energy when you're driving around or you're walking between the eclectic, you know, neighborhoods and the offerings of San Diego. I mean, very few people are aware of how fun our downtown area is, for example. All they think of is the beach. Everyone knows of La Jolla, but not everyone is familiar with Coronado Island or Rancho Santa Fe, which are actually more affluent in ways. So it's a really neat city, a lot of offerings, very diverse. And, you know, there's just many different walks of life and everyone's pretty chill.
Yeah, I remember the gas lamp area. Went to Jim Croce's restaurant. I don't even know if that is still in operation.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Doesn't ring a bell. Okay.
No, this is before. I have an office down there. It must have probably moved on. You know, the good restaurants only last 3 to 5 years, and then they rebrand.
Well, you know who Jim Croce is?
I do.
I met his wife. It was funny. It was all part of the America's Cup back in 1995. She came over to the table, sat down, and was talking to us. And yeah, I mean, we had a great night. In fact, I think the restaurant was called Croce's. Of course, people listening in San Diego are going, of course, I know that restaurant.
Okay, so now I know. Croce's, unfortunately, is closed. Yes, now I know exactly. Okay, now it's all making sense. And the gas lamp revitalized downtown, and it exploded. I would say there was a lot of optimism. Biotech went real big downtown. They started buying parcels, building things. And then when COVID hit, unfortunately, we really got hit hard with a homeless problem. And that high density living became, unfortunately, dangerous to the extent that some of my most prominent clients decided to move out of downtown.
And just coming back to the median home price, around that 900 plus, you were talking about some of the sales that were taking place last year. The average was, did you say 1.2, 1.3?
Yeah, so I'm looking right now, and we have for this year, the median list price is 1.315.
Wow, okay.
I mean, I looked at a $4 million one-bedroom house this morning in Cardiff. So it's a huge spectrum. But San Diego remains very desirable. Unfortunately, back to downtown, that neighborhood is a little soft, but everywhere else is very hot.
All right, then, Jeff, we'll wind it up there. Great to talk to you again about the San Diego real estate property market. Enjoy your day, and thank you once again for coming on to the US Property Podcast this morning.
You're welcome, and thanks for having me, Craig. Great to talk to you.
From powerful and up-to-date news to professional real estate experts with the latest property trends, know your property with the U.S. Property Podcast.
And what are you seeing at the moment in your market that is perhaps surprising you, if anything?
I've seen a few houses get multiple offers, and I mean, I called on one house the other day that received 27 offers. So that was very surprising. I haven't seen anything like that in a while. The volume, I guess, of buyers seems to be stronger than I expected. That's another reason that our prices are so high, because there's always a lack of inventory here. That's a very tough thing for people to do, because the property taxes go up significantly with a new purchase. So a lot of people are prohibited from trading up because of the property tax increase. And now a lot of people have a mortgage rate like under 3%. So no one's going to trade their 3% interest rate for a 6% interest rate. You know, very few people are going to do that.
Stay updated in your local real estate market with the latest trends, predictions, and insights. Know your property with the U.S. Property Podcast.